什么呀？蜥蜴会比 dog is smaller， 它会 come down with body。Between the horse and the other act. So that means that Yehish, Eyin, the Masiras, the traditional holds, Yehishen the Masiras. So that again constitutes a discrepancy. Tensions, but that's not according to all the Shem. You see, Karnes constitutes a discrepancy between our Masire and the Divorce Masire according to all the Shem. I don't know of any pshat with a shame according to which there is no discrepancy. Mashiach in the top is, so according to Rashi's pshat, it constitutes a discrepancy. But obviously, not obviously, apparently, Rashi also had a Masira, Rashi's Vator, so with the top is, in the parasha of Moyo Kiriacho, so it's completely chosen, Rashi. But it constitutes a discrepancy between our Masere, where the Titophilus is more than there is a war between the first test and the second test, and the Gemara's Masere. Masheikin, according to Teisves, Teisves says the Kashi, how do we say the Titophilus is more than? It means two. In other words, one Titophilus is one, because it's Hoser, the other Titophilus. Is one, it's a choser. In other words, the titophis in Parashat Yiriyahu and Bey is a choser, one, and the titophis in Parashat Shema, Neschanon, is a choser, is another one, is two, and the titophis in Vayim Shemeya, in Eike, is a more. So it's also two, so it's four. But even over there, so it's a more between one test and the other test, not between the fame and the soul. So Kesu says, at the time of Boresh, the word Utitofen is Dorish. So the more is, the more is from the word of Utitofen. Now where is it? Where is it written Utitofen? Now in Parashat Shema it doesn't say Utitofen. In Parashat Shema it says, the Hoyum Ukshalton Noiz al Yodecho, the Hoyum Utitofen is Bein Inecho, and the Hoyum Shabaya, it doesn't say Utitofen either. He doesn't say the top is here. He says, "We something is more higher than the bottom of Nafshechem. We shout the noise of noise on Yemchem. We hoyu with the top is in Yemchem. Not ut the top is. Where does it say ut the top is? Ut the top is. It says in Parshim in Voyo ki Yivach. We hoyu with noise on Yotcha. Ut the top is being in Echo. Ki bechizik yod mitzor la Hashem in Mitzor. And so according to Rabbi Tam. The fact that there is involved between one test and the other test, that is of no relevance, because that word doesn't change it into the plural. A word between the pain and the soul changes it into the plural. So that's how the Tam Skashi, there is no word. There is not even multi topics that has involved between the pain and the soul. And the word, where is Rashi holds, that the word between one test and the other test also makes it into plural, so Rabbi Tam Shikins, no, it doesn't make it into plural. But, so why does Rabbi Shmuel say that one tetophis is two, and the other two tetophis, so each one represents one? So it means the one tetophis that represents two is the one tetophis in Parashe Mahoya Kiriyach. So there is a vote before the Lament. So according to Rabbi Tam's Pshat, there is no discrepancy between this Gemara of the Tophilis and our Masira. So the only discrepancy in respect of Seiras and Miseiras in Chamisha Chom Shepeo, there are a few discrepancies in the Vinik Suvi, but in Chamisha Chom Shepeo, the only discrepancy between our Masira and the Gemara is with the Tophilis. That's the only thing. And then, so as far I'm sorry. The only discrepancy is Karnes. If the doctor is according to the Tam Shab, there is no discrepancy. So it's Karnes. There's the only discrepancy. And then, of course, according to the Joseph, he succeeds. There are other discrepancies. But as far as the single discrepancy between the Masir and the Gemara and and our Messiah is comes. But as for says, the teaching as far as our Messiah is concerned, so that was also told in Machlokes between our Menachtoni and our Menoshe. So we accepted that the Messiah of our Menoshe. So in other words, from the morning in Sanhedrin, there is a riot to the Messiah of our Menachtoni. It's a very puzzling thing, but how is Israel accepted the Masire of Aaron Benoshe, not of Aaron Naftali, just as long as Israel accepted the Shike of Chassad Goyen, not of Aaron Meir, even though Aaron Meir was also one of the Chachmim Israel. Aaron Meir. Gretz made a very stupid mistake. He was a great historian. I mean, you cannot just because he was not reminding, you cannot say that he was not a great historian. He was a great historian, but he made many stupid mistakes. And one of the stupid mistakes that Gretz made, he didn't know anything about the Gaonic period. He didn't know, because many of the Kisviyat of the Gaonim were discovered later on. So Gretz, when he wrote his history, so they chose, I mean, yeah, I mean, how all the theories of the great historians, how well founded they are. So because he didn't know anything about the Gaonic period, and no one could blame him for not knowing anything, because only later on, so he discovered some of the Gnizes, so that shed light on the Gaonic period. So he said that Aaron the Meir and Aaron the Rosha were both leaders in the Karaitic movement. And then it was turned out that both Aaron the Rosha and Aaron the Meir so lived long before Onon, the founder of the Karaitic movement. But Aaron the Meir and Aaron the Naftali, I mean, Aaron the Rosha were the Chachmi Israel, but he had the Machlokes. Aaron the Meir had the Machlokes of Sadi Goyen. In connection with the Kriyas Aviyadi. So the Klal Yisrael accepted the Shite of Aaron the Meir. I mean, according to Aaron, I'm sorry, of Chassadi Goye, according to Aaron the Meir, so Pesach today, and probably every other year, so should be observed in other days. So Klal Yisrael accepted the Shite of Chassadi Goye. I mean, that's the greatest Mivare. But it's the same way Klal Yisrael accepted the Masechta of Aaron Menoshe, not Aaron ben Naftali. But it seems that in regard to the single discrepancy that there is between the Masechta of the Gemara and our Masechta, so the Masechta of, on the contrary, the Masechta of Aaron ben Naftali is in harmony with the Masechta of the Gemara. So that's a very special. Now, but how do we have to act? Let's say when we write this matter today, should we write Kalis with the ball, or should we write without the ball? Now we write Kalis, no Sivatoris, we write Kalis without the ball. Even though from the memory it appears that Kalis in Kisvo, the Yochi, so is with the ball, is in one. Why do we do that? So there is a tshuva in the Jewish Rashbo, Hamichoses LaRamban. So the Rashbo, the Jewish Rashbo, Hamichoses LaRamban, he asked about these things. So he says that whenever there is a steer between the Gemara and the Masira of the Sofrim, so we might say we have to act like the Masira of the Sofrim. It's strange. See, why Masira of the Sofrim? Chazal didn't have a Masira, Chazal's Masira. Why was the Masira of Chazal any Goruah? To now say, all right, but this is how the Jewish Rashbo and the Chosef Ramban passes. And that's the way Klal Yisrael is made. In all the Sivatoras, I'm sure, I don't think there is a single Sivatorah where Karl Neis is written. Is written as a chosa. So, I mean, where Karnes is written as a mole. So, but even though the Jewish Rashba has Ramban says so, but the Arab Amiri in Jushi is relevant. The strange thing is, how is it that in all the Jews of the Achrayim, I mean, no one even mentions, all right, they didn't tell them here, they didn't tell them here, but there is such a shita solution, and that shita certainly does not seem different. The other shita, even though we pass by that, we have to understand it. All right. Now let's go over the Noah edition. More intuition that moment. Amidah. The Pichoch Nikro, the Shane Sophim, show you Sophim Colorisi Shabateo, show you him in Volti Gochel, the Fishin, Aiko Idaho, Hetzi and Shalisi Shabateo. That constitutes the middle of the number of Asias, for example. Dorish Dorash Lish, Sir Nash, Hetzi Sophis. That's the middle of the words. V'yiz galach shol psukim. V'yichasemu, v'yichasemenu chazem yah. Ayin yah chetzion shol tiri. V'hu rachu mechaturot v'yin chetzion psukim. V'hu rabiz, when you say v'ob digochem, chetzion shol yiziyye shol sivatim, v'ob digochem mahaikise o mahaikise. Whether it's chetzion shol yiziyye shol if you start from the beginning, or if you start from the end, from the end. So, on the way, that's what Rabbi Yisef says. Yisef is a tale of you. You know, on the other side, Chone, we saw the mission, actually, we view it's a tale of money. So, let's take it to the Torah. So just as the Tanoim did it, they had a certain topic. So they took his Torah and they counted it. So let's examine it. Let's observe it. On the way, so Rabbi Yisef said, "Inuk ki in presidus in sales." In other words, the Tanoim, they were poking presidus in sales. Anandut kenim. It's a very strange thing. Anandut kenim on presidus in sales. No, it's a has shown we cannot be right, and the Messiah, I mean, it cannot even be conceived such a thought. But this is what the Lord says. Another thing. So Buri Rabinsi, the Yizgalach, Hetzel Shabzuki. So Mahaikis or Mahaikis, from the beginning or from the end. Omori Abaye, Psuki, me or Isen, we knew it. So the Gemara says, "Bipsuke namalu kalim." Bipsuke namalu kalim. So we are not walking the psuki either. Now, what does it mean? As a matter of fact, there is a shite. There is a shite. Ramo mentions it in Simen Kuf Mendes in Yoches Kedator that if we find a psu in Zimatao, we have to be counting out of Sinka. If not out of Sinka. And we couldn't suppose we had the reason of the Sefer, so there is no case at all. So there is the Shita of the Ogo, the Ramo mentioned. So the Ogo says, that only if we find the real psul. A real psul. But suppose the psul consists in chosar miyaseh. Let's say where the maseira is, that it has to be in moed. And in the sematon it's a chosar or vice versa. So then we can read the sematon. Because since Anam the Pekin of the Chzir is Eos anyway, so why should we refrain from reading the Torah? If the Psul consists in the Psul, not in Chzir as he said, so there we cannot read. But if the Psul consists in something that is contrary to the Chzeres and Yisrael's Maseira, since among the king of Chzeres and Yisrael, so we shouldn't be Mivatel Krezata. It's the Shita of the Ogo, and the Rambo mentions it, the Rambo mentions the Wach, and the Shagasari, one of the strange things that the Shagasari says, the Shagasari is Melamed Tzchus, and Jews, as to why they are not Midagdish, in mitzvahs ksivas v'tor, so he says the reason as to why the matzon didactic is because among the king of Israel, so maybe we cannot be sure that's why the Amin, in other words, because we cannot be sure that even if we write this v'tor, that will be the kind, so because of that. But anyway, that's all sounds very, very strange. So he says, how about tefillin mezuzahs? And how about kibbutz mezuzahs? So he says, Shavisari says, and now with kibbutz mezuzahs, that's in other parashas of the Torah. But in the parashas of tefillin mezuzahs, we are certainly kibbutz. But as a matter of fact, we'll be talking, you see, in the parasha of Moed Kiriyahu, that's in the parasha of tefillin. So over there, according to many regimes, there is a discrepancy between the Masira of the Gemara and our Masira. According to Ramatan, there is no discrepancy. But according to many regimes, there is a discrepancy. But the Sheikh Sali says that an Alam King Masir and Yisera does that definitely, the Alam Shed of Idaho does not apply to the parishes or a few messages, but obviously. Now I mentioned it one time. I didn't remember if I mentioned it last year or not. So what I heard from my father. Now, in explaining the Gemara of a hundred kilo Kaseras we say, it's very strange. I mean, it's almost shocking. A hundred kilo Kaseras says, what's about the Masera? Now, there are two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs of Ksivas Vator. One mitzvah of Ksivas Vator is a mitzvah that every Jew is machuyev to write his Vator. And then there is another mitzvah of Ksivas Vator, a melech. A melech is machuyev to write his Vator. It's what the Torah says in Sheifim. Geschichte auf diesem Macht der Chosafrei es nicht mehr Atera Zins al Sefer mir lief ne ja Kriya bin Malibin Halibin what it means nicht mehr Atera Zins nicht mehr Atera Zins means a second Sefer in other words because every Melech is also a Jew so he's Mechuya to write one Sefer Torah as Jew and another Sefer Torah Bidera as Melech so Mishne means double. I mean, one Mechaba, contemporary Mechaba, they chose, everybody is in Mechaba today. So he assumed that Mishnah Torah Zeis means that the Melech is only Mechuyev to write Zin Abroch. It's not Mechuyev to write the other Boch Mishnah. I mean, of course, it's a mistake. So Mishnah Torah Zeis means the second, it means over and above the Zivat Torah, that the Melech has to write, like every other Jew, so he has to write the second Zivator. Second Zivator. So the Rambam says, in Luches, in Lochem, ואיש פריגיון חזרוח מלאכה ואיש אינישי במלאכה כיסי ממחוסי כיסי כיסי לפיר על עצמם יסע על הסימפר שהניחו מהבייס ומגיע מסימפר לעזובו על פיבסטי של שימן ואחת כל זה רמי ומגיע מסימפר לעזובו על פיבסטי של שימן ואחת כל זה רמי What does it mean that the Bez in Shal Shirin Beach? In other words, that the Bez Nagodol has to supervise the life of Israel. That's how it's mashma. Umagiyah in Sifar Azor al Pi Bez in Shal Shirin Beach. Where is the such a law? Now, where did the Rambam get that? Al Pi Bez, he got it from Chumash. From the Pasuk in the Torah. It's the first Pasuk in the Torah. V'hoyo k'shifti al kisim amlachtei v'chosat v'yismish na'atir v'aziz al sefer m'lifnei akir malvin. What is akir malvin mean? That's not good. V'boso al akir nashiri v'yom ra'i. In the parashat of Mamre. So, because mitzvah, because nagodo, your money is k'yam levi, it means that's not good. Here the Torah says, I'll say family with me, Akira Malvi, so that means that when the Melech writes the Sefer Torah, so he has to write it with me, Akira Malvi. That's what the Rambam says. Umagie, I'll be best nagot. Now, again, so the Rambam says that in Peregimu Bechazimachim, and he mentions the same aloche in Peregzayim of the Sefer Torah. מססה על כל מי שאיש מישראל יכניס מפיר לעצמי שעבד הכיס לך את השירו אורי ונסס והמלך מיצלו לו לכניס מפיר ויחד לעצמי שמהמלך יסר על סיפה שיהיה מכשגר שנמה בואי כשתחצו לך מלחוס אותו הוא מגיע איזה מסיפה רזורו על פי בסנגר so in two places and that's the possible at all והכי ימים והובים now what does it mean? Now, so my father mentioned what the Beis HaLevi said about the Piyash HaNach Lanyans, Chilis, you know, the Katina Rebbe, years ago, about 100 years ago, or 110 years ago. So he came out with the Chilis, that he discovered that Chilosin, that fish, that insect, in the Mediterranean Sea, and in the Rayas, on the basis of Latin and chemistry and everything, all kinds of things. He was a big roommate of the Piyash HaNach also. And he said, he urged everybody to dye the tzitzis with that blood. He said, what do you lose? I mean, you certainly will not begin to give a mitzvah. And probably, and he was convinced, that was the philosophy, so why should we be in the body in the midst of Chiles? We have that account. Anyway, most of the living soil disapproved of that. But some of the living, they argue with him. This guy is not a strong guy, and that guy is not a strong guy, and the guy from the chemistry, they're not strong guys, anyway. But the Bisalevi, he has the Bisalevi, so the Bisalevi said, he doesn't want to discuss whether his rayas are good rayas or not good rayas, we cannot rely because the Torah says, Shalom bichot v'yagim tchos kinechot v'yimuch. What does it mean, Shalom bichot v'yagim tchos kinechot v'yimuch? So, Shalom bichot v'yagim tchos, there is a portion, Shalom bichot zakum v'yimuch, v'yagim tchos, but the truth is, Shalom bichot v'yagim tchos means, Your father, that's the Jewish Olicho. Skinecho, that's the Chachon. So there are two Maseres. One Masere is the Masere of Nishi Kibukiro Nisinai Niso Olicho. That Masere is incorporated into the Yomore. So, Rabbi and Rabashi, they were the last Chachri Israel in the Masere. And that ended with Rabbi and Rabashi. And so there are no Chachmei HaKabbalah. Now, I even gave it. We did not have the din of Chachmei HaKabbalah. We did not have the Kiyach. of Chachmakapon. Only after Rabbi Rabash. That, and then, but then there is another Masir. There is a Masir of Shalom Bichon Yagitcho. Shalom Bichon Yagitcho, that means poison. Now, there is a mitzvah of Be'er Mavtech Matzis. So, how are we to be kind of mitzvah of Matzis? We have to bake matzah. So we can bake matzah from the five men. Chito, Seiro, Kusni, Shibere, Shua, Oshim. How do we know that matzah and the Isachonets apply only to the five men? That's the Masere. Which Masere? That's the Masere of Meshik Mutir on the Sinai and so on in Yeshua. But so we know that the five meaning that are machin, zachito, zero, kusni, shibe, yeshua, and chip. Now, alright. So we say, chito, that's what we call wheat. Zero means what we call barley, it's called English barley. Kusni is what is called English spelt. Shibe, yeshua is what is called English oats. And shipping what is called in English lie. How do we know that? How do we know that? Can you show me the Gemara Amun that chito is what is called in English? What is called in English wheat? You couldn't find it in Gemara. How do we know that? How do we know that? So the answer is we know it in Masele. From whom? From Mishki Bukiro Misina and so on. Sure, we heard it. From Rabbi Rabashi, we didn't hear it from Rabbi Rabashi. We heard it from our fathers, our mothers, our grandfathers, grandmothers. So this is the criteria, the only reliable criteria. In other words, there are the dinator and there is the endowment of the dinator. That's why the Mesalim said to Rabbi Shneimach, Lila, the Baal Atreides. There are the dinator and there are the endowment of the dinator. The Dinei Torah determined to the Masechet. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah explains, Ki korev adoro alecho ve'ei b'ficho u'vofcho v'aseise. So u'vofcho means intellect. U'vofcho doesn't mean heart. U'vofcho means the mind, the intellect, small. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the term rei in Tanakh does not necessarily have to have reference in the heart. Rev means a center. A center. The heart is a center. So the brain is also a center. Anyway, so the Fichon with Bokho Asensei, so Bokho means understanding, swore. And the Fichon means Masel. That's what the Rambam says in the Akdamit Pir Shamish. So that's the Masele of the Teosh Tope, of Meshit Mutel Misinai and Sol Yeshua. But as far as the Miludaum of the Atal is concerned, that is determined through the Masele of Shalom Yechov Yagin. Through the fathers and the mothers. So how do we know that the five men that are Machmitz, and you can incline the mitzvah of Matzeh, is Chitasei or Kusmi, Shibir Shul Shipon from the Masere of Shalot of Meshik Mutiyom Misinai Misol Yishon of Bifichol Vovchol Asensi. But how do we know that Chito is what we call meat or what was called in Yiddish bait? The Bisalevi didn't use the term wheat. How do we know that's from the Masere from our parents, from our mother, from our fathers, our mothers, our grandfathers, they didn't get to be baby. As far as the Masele of Shalom Yichon Yagitcho is concerned, so every Jew is as the same status. So he said that Tchiles, whether Tchiles is Makim Zalom, Tchiles is not Makim Zalom, that determined to the Masele of Meshik Mutir Misina and Zalom Yeshua. But what is Tchiles? Whether it is that Tchiles is this or something else, what is chito, whether it's wheat or something else, what is moria, whether tamche is horseradish or something else, that's determined weil Masego schon nicht mehr Yitro, and I think it's a big chutzpah on the part of young Poski, who arrogate to themselves the right to pass him, that you can be kind of mitzvah of Moria with the new me, that is not mentioned, that the Masego, we don't know it. I think it's a big chutzpah that young Rabboni arrogate to themselves the right to pass him that way, because the only way to pass him is on the endowment of Dine HaTorah, is for the Maseir of Shalom Lichol Yagetro. So we know in regard to two meanings, we have a Maseir of Shalom Lichol Yagetro. In regard to Chazeres, and in regard to Tamche. The other three meanings we don't know. So, I mean, everybody can be a Chochem and look up in an Arabic dictionary and find out that this is this, what's called. But that's not the criteria. So, the Bisalevi said, that we was the Maseira in regard to the prayers, the chalosa. We was the Maseira. So in many ways, we cannot rely on chemistry and on Latin, that it's called in Latin that way, and this is that insect that he caught. Well, that's what the Israelis said. So my father said, now, the Pshat is Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara at night, Pshat in the Rambam, when the Rambam says that we have to, that the Sivatora, that the Melech writes over and above the Sivatora, that every Jew has to write. So that has to be written, Al Pibes Nagodu, what does it mean? Because the Rambam in Adome, to the Yoreh Hazoko, so he writes that as long as there was a Bez Nagodu, so the Bez Nagodu, they were the carriers of the Masir. In other words, Shmuel of Bizdinei, Dovid of Bizdinei, I mean, Achila Shoreim of Bizdinei. And the Moshna Rambam in Chasmam means that Bez Nagodu Shem Yishke Sagodis. So here the Maseir of the Isias of the Torah, whether it's Choser or Yeser, now they forgot. I mean everything, whether it's an Isdim or an Iskamo, I mean both the Maizoso, La Seres, I mean all these things. So have are subject to two Maseirs. First of all, the essence of the Isias of the Torah, it's in themselves constitute the Dine HaTorah. I mean, just as the question is whether Chometz is only 5 minutes or anything else, or even Eres can be machmitz, is a question that is determined by the Masele of Mishik Mutir of Isina Yisrael Yishua, because that's one of the Dine HaTorah. So isn't the fact that there is a Beis, a Reish, and Reishis, and Aleph, and Shin, and Yud, so that's also one of the Dine HaTorah. So Mele, this is a subject matter of the Masele of Mishik Mutir of Isina Yisrael Yishua. But then, the Isis and the Tzures of Isis of the Sifat Torah are also the subject matter of the Dine HaTorah. They are not Goruah. Then let's say, what is Chito? So we have to find out, what is Chito? Why? Because the Chito is the subject matter of the Mitzvah HaTorah. You have to be the kind of the Mitzvah of Matzah with the Chito. It's Chito or Zero. So you have to know, what is Chito? So it's the Chepze of the Meredalme of the HaTorah. It's the subject matter of the HaTorah. The easiest of the Torah, the Tzura of the easiest of the Torah, Chesedes, Yesedes, studying everything, on one hand, are themselves Dine HaTorah, and then they are also the Mile Daume, they are not Gohua, then the Mile Daume of the Dine HaTorah. So in Mele, the Tzura of the easiest, Chesedes and Yesedes, are subject, are to be determined by two Maseres. One Masere of Meshe Kibbutim of Sinai with the soul of Yeshua, and the other Masere of the Masere of Shalom Yechov Yagid. So now we don't have, we have a Masere. That's the suffering. They were Mikabel, one Sefer from the other Sefer of the previous generations. And so, and all the suffering in the generations, they exercise meticulous caution in preserving the exact Tzure of all the Isis, where it is a Vomzire, where it's a big bob or a small bob, a big yud or a small yud. I mean, all kinds, whether sometimes it's a Nun Hofuch. So the suffering throughout the generations, they meticulously try to remember to preserve the exact story. That's the basis of the Maaseh of Shalom Yechov Yagidcho. Doesn't mean that you have to take a vote. What you have to call a mass meeting and decide what Tzure and what should have. In other words, it's the Maaseh that is transmitted through the generations from Sofer to from Sefer to Sefer. So that's the Maaseh of Shalom Yechov Yagidcho. Skinecho Yemolo. So, and then it was the Tzure Sarisius of the Torah is subject to the Maaseh of Mishik and Terah of Sinai and Torah Yeshua. Who are the carriers of that Maaseh? Bez Nago. So when the Torah says, by the mitzvah of Tzivah Sinai Torah of Melech, our Sefer with Yakir no Avim, our Pibes Nago, it means that when a Sefer writes the Sefer Torah, when a Hegit writes the Sefer Torah, all he has to do is it should conform, it should make sure that the atheists of the Sefer Torah that he writes conform to the tradition, to the Maaseh of the suffering of Shalom Yechov Yagidcho. He doesn't have, even if it's Zman Misamid Goshen, that is the Bez Nagodo, he doesn't have to go to the Bez Nagodo and ask the Bez Nagodo what is their Maaseh. Just as in regard to the question, what is Chito, one does not have to go to Bez Nagodo and ask what is Chito. He asks his father and his mother, what is Chito. Every Jew in the time of the Misamid Gosh had to ask Bez Nagodo, what is Chito. He relied on what the father and the mother said, what is Chito. So we saw Kriyei Tzodo is an S, but without the Maaseh we still wouldn't know. Well, we'll go and we'll taste every food and then we'll decide what is an ethnic. So how do we know what is an ethnic? Maaseh Shalom Yechov Yagidcho. My father told me. How did my father know? His father and his mother told me. So we may have the easiest of the Sefer Torah are both. They are the Yuladavne of the Dina Torah and they are certainly a subject matter of the Torah and they are the Dina Torah themselves. So, as the subject matter of the Torah, as the Yuladavne of the Torah, it is determined through the Maaseh of Shalom Yechov Yagidcho. As the Dina Torah themselves, they have to be determined b'fichol u'bofchol ha'aseiseh. In other words, through the Maaseh of Reshit Kibbutim Misinai u'misoro Yeshua. So the Sefer of the Hebrew does not have to be written in accordance with the Maaseh of Reshit Kibbutim Misinai u'misoro Yeshua. He just expressed the suffering. They are the carriers of the Maaseh of the Isis of the Sefer Torah. That's all. But the Sefer Torah that the Melech writes over and above, the Sefer Torah that he writes as an ordinary Jew, as any Jew, so that has to be written in accordance with the Maaseh of Meshik Yotir HaMisim HaMisim Yeshua. Who knows? Who are the Mivarim of that Maaseh? There's Nagot. Amudei Tirosh Malpeh. There's the pshat in Mifnei Akiyanim Malvim. And then, and how do the Akiyanim Malvim know the Maaseh? It's not so easy to remember the Tzure of each and every loss. Sometimes there is time. So the memory of that Maaseh is preserved by constantly looking at the Sefer HaZohar Shekosach Meishe. And the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishneh, so the Rambam writes, kolam mitzvah she do a mishpah sinai perushim perushim let loch sukkah zera atila mitzvah tira zu tira shebach sabah mitzvah zu perusho vitzivonu asa atila al peh mitzvah mitzvah zu amichas tira sheba al peh vichol atila kosu mishir atrizu kidim shiyomu zbich sabiode vinosan sifra lichol shivet vishivet vissivet arechot nesolu boorin leat shenema so shenema lokiach sifra atila azeh vissamten lise so in other words so that was the mivara the sifra azor shekosaf mishir. That was the mivareh of the masireh of Mishi Kibutir on Sinai and Misor on Yeshua. And not after that Sifat Torah, any Sifat Torah, Shom Melech, that was Hugo, Al-Pi Sifra Zor, was also in mivareh, in the masireh of Mishi Kibutir on Sinai and Misor on Yeshua. So that's it. So my father said, Shabbi, the more in the bush means, when he says, "Lisis Matir and Azir," what will you call Sifri Shevetiro? She will Sifri Kolisi Shevetiro. So what's the big thing? Sifri Kolisi Shevetiro? I mean, you don't have to be such a giant in order to count the Lisi Shevetiro. I mean, there are greater things than the Chachmim Yisrael did to counting. Even today, one could reach that madrege of counting the Lisi Shevetiro. It's not such a big thing. So what do you say? ולפיכון נכבשים סיפרים של סיפר פולציה שבטרו שראים לי בוב דיגוכי עם חצים שאולים סיפר של צבטרו נדוי, ביום דקדי and we looked in the סיפר הזו שכוסף נשי and we wanted to know the מסירה of נשי כיבוטרו מסינה עם סור וישוע in the number of the ACS and so on they didn't content themselves by knowing the מסירה of שאולו ביכו וידי. Suppose there is a discrepancy on one thing, on one horse, there is a discrepancy. Suppose there is. So then they wanted to make sure everything. So they were simply calling Shabbatiro by looking up in the Sifra Hazor and studying it and then they copied it and they wrote down the Sifra Torah also while it was based upon the Sifra Hazor Shikos of Meishi or other Sifatiris that were Mugo like the Sifatir Shal Melech. So we had the number of Sifatiris. So yes, so he says, Vob Dikoch and Chetzi Shal Sifatir. So he asked him, Mahaikis and Mahaikis. So he said, Neis Sifatir of Inu. So he said, Inu Pkir Chsir Tzvi Sifatiris. When the Tanoim, it's mentioned connection Tanoim, she knew Sifatir of Monim because they had the Masero of Meshik Mutero Misina and Saul and Yeshua. So they knew the Masele, every letter they remember meticulously to the Masele, not to the Masele of the father and the mother of the suffering, but the Masele that they heard from the Chachmei Yisrael in the chain of Masele of Meshik Mutero Misina and Saul and Yeshua. But we, unfortunately, so we that part of the Masele in Meshik Mutero Misina and Yeshua. So it was interrupted. Of course, the hope of the Din HaTorah was not, but as far as the Tzura Seitz, yes. So that, we're not keeping that Masayra of Meshik Kibutir Misina Yisrael Yeshua. But that doesn't mean that we cannot rely on the Masayra of Shalom Bichom Yagitro. But he wanted to find out by counting the Torah, he says, that will only tell us the Masere of Shalom Bichom Yagetcho, but not the Masere of Meshik Kibutir Misina Yisrael Yeshua, as far as the Masere of Shalom Bichom Yagetcho, so we see. And the number of ACS, there was Machlokes between Aaron and Osher and Aaron and Aftori, I mean, and both for Chachim Yisrael, but somehow there was a certain discrepancy, a certain disagreement, a certain disharmony. So, but the Rishayim, the Tanoim, they were booking the Masire of Meshik Kibutir on Sinai and Saul Yeshua. Now, the Shulis HaKashpura, Mechon Sefer Ramban, he says that whenever there is a discrepancy, is there between our Masire and the Gemore, so we have to be made like our Masire. And it's very strange. Now, the Rav Amiri, but that's the way we pass, we are made. So he says, Karmis, Matzilut Masir Hetach Mashadosh Bechachom. fellowship was in Skiukwadin. Now see, there are riots in Yudea even. He doesn't know, I mean, he went in, but they have a million nations in the name of Yudea. The Skiukwadin, Shemacha Shebobi Talmud, Biika Binze, Kiginzel, Titokin, Sukhin Basukins. So, he saw the same thing I mean about Talmud. Avoid some shame by God. The way Biika Din, Kigin Kilakshin, there is a certain discrepancy between the Medresh in regard to Kilakshin, in Rashis. So, who is Rashis? In Chaisov. Whether it's Chosa or Mori. Now, how is it in Al Masir? I didn't look it up in the Medresh. So here it's with the youth. Chosaksi. Shalomso to the Meshach. He hope of Ikto, and that's in the Meshach. So there is a discrepancy. So he says, it all depends. If the discrepancy is in regard, let's say, to the action, where this is the Hagodo, not in connection with our head, the Medrash says something, that is a Hosea, and our Masir is a Mole. So then we rely on us. So he agrees with the Jews of Hajjwana. But in regard to the prophet, so we see that the Shmuel deduced from that the Aloche four parashiyot. So in Mele, we don't rely on our Masir. And according to Ramadan, there is no discrepancy, but then here we assume is not, does not agree with the Shita of Ramadan. So, but he says, but oh, come, so Bishamai learn out a certain aloha. So the Mele, it's mentioned. So the Gemore mentions a certain being on that basis. If the Gemore mentions a certain being on that basis, then we have to believe like the Gemore, not like Aramasir. Not like Aramasir. Now, I don't know, maybe it's possible to reconcile the Jewish Hajjwan and Hosses Ramban and Zuz Ramamir, except that no one of the Poskim mentioned it. Maybe the Jewish Hajjwan and Hosses Ramban has reference to a stile where the Gemara mentions a different Masire, but no deed is based upon them. But, and so they are the Jews Hashbo, let's say like Galaxia. So then no aloha is mentioned anymore. Mashiach came, if a certain deed is mentioned, so then maybe the Jews Hashbo, but everybody assumes that the Jews Hashbo, the Jews Hashbo holds that under all circumstances, if there is a stile, so then we have to rely on our Masir. But it's possible to reconcile the Jewish Hajjwan and Hasid Ramban with the Rav Diri, because he says, "Oh, Shemitzu is Kiwa Hadin, Shemacha, Shemon, Tamut, the Kavutu, the Gate, he discussed that. It wasn't just the Rav Diri, he was the first one to discuss that question. Shemacha, Shemon, Tamut, Mika, Din, Kinzel, the Kavutu. So, same thing I'll read our Talmud. I believe some sheep, I got it away, we can think of action. They live something. What's the shock? Why does it distinguish between an inconsistency with the Gemara when certain deal is based upon it, and an inconsistency where the Gemara doesn't mention it. Because with what the Bisalevi said, what my father said, I mean, it's based upon the Bisalevi, but then my father said that the Tzura Seisies, 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 are subject to Maseras. That I heard from my father. Bisalevi, I didn't hear that the Bisalevi said. That's my father said. So in Melee, we can understand the Rabbanim's distinction. Because if the Gemara mentions, if the Medrash mentions in regard to the action, it's Chosra, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Chazal in the Medrash had the Masele to the Chachmim Yisrael up to Moshe Rabbeinu, for Moshe Kibbutei on the Sinai and so on. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, so Abayda says, by the Rabbi said that I'm avoiding. So he said a number between the Chesed and the Sera. What is it about him? They were certainly working as much and more than the best doctrine in the world in any generation, but he is a number between the Masele of Meshi Kibbutz Tehra Messina Mishra and Yishua. They didn't follow up that Masele of Meshi Kibbutz Tehra Messina Mishra and Yishua, but they had Masele of Shalom Yechom Yavikon. So it's very likely, and more probability, when the Midrash Rabbi mentions the action in Chaser, that was their Maseret. That was their Maseret. Just as Ben Osher and Ben Abdomi had different Maserets, so that was the Maseret of the Chachmei Medrash. Masherim came in regard to the Tochnis, if Rabbi Shmuel darshit, that it has to be four parshas on the basis of the Tochnis. So maybe it means that Rabbi Shmuel had a Masele not of Shalom Yechom Yavikon. He also had a Masele, it was based upon the Masele, he heard it from Yitzchak Rabbeinu and Leah Rabbeinu, after Moshe Rabbeinu, of Moshe Kibbutei Misina Yimsor Yeshua. Moshe Kibbutei Misina Yimsor Yeshua. So maybe, of course, if there is a conflict, so the beginning passing, if there is a conflict between the Masele of Shalom Yechom Yavikon and the Masele of Meshit Kutir of Messina and Sol and Yishma. So the Masele of Meshit Kutir of Messina and Sol and Yishma prevails for two reasons. First of all, Yesh B'chom Salmon, because the Masele of Meshit Kutir of Messina and Sol and Yishma, they are also Shalom Yechom Yavikon. I mean, certainly, I mean, a father and shoemaker, so he's included in the Masele of Shalom Yechom Yavikon, and Chachmim Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, I mean, and Gilo Anosi, I mean, and all the Nevi'im, they are not included in Shalom Yechom Yavikon. So it's Yesh B'chom Salmon. And then, if there is a conflict between the Masele of Shalom Yechom Yavikon and the Masele of Meshi Kibbutei Messina and Sol Yishua, so it's Mistabra that the Masele of Meshi Kibbutei Messina and Sol Yishua prevails. That's why the Nir is there in Samar. Now, so I don't know whether from all those Achelim who write Jewess, so they mention the Jewess of Hashbam because of Ramban, that we have to relate ourselves like our Masele. But maybe that is only in regard to certain atheists, that there is no that the Masele of the Gemara was not based upon the Shikibutei and Sol Yishua. It only represented the Shalom Yechom Yagelitcho, the Asir HaTorahs. But if a certain Masele in the Gemara is based upon Meshi Kibbutei Messina and Sol Yishua, like the Tophets, so then why should we rely on our Masele when we know that Masele of the Chachmim Yisrael of Chazal? Anyway, this is what the Nir says.
Kaf Yer HaShem Tav Shem Mem Beis, May 13th, 1980.
And my guess was right. You see, even though everybody mentions the Shalat HaTshuva HaShbuah because it's a Ramban, that whenever there is a disagreement between our Gemara, between the Gemara and our Masele, so our Masele prevails, But we saw that Amiri, Rabbi Amiri Dushin mentions in Amiri Gaming that it all depends. If there is a stir, a disagreement between our Masere and the Masere of Chazal in respect to something that does not serve as a basis of Aloha, so then our Masere prevails. But if there is a disagreement between our Masere and the Masere of Chazal, of the Gemara, in respect to something that serves as a basis of a certain aloha, so then the Masere of Chazal prevails. And we explain it. Because if, let's say, the Medrash says, Pilakshi Mori, and here, and now Masere Pilakshi is Chosek, so in our Masira collection is a mole. There is a yud. There is a yud. But the Medrash says Chosak Shalahu so Plegashachas. That's Breshis Chofei Posikvo. So there, since Chazal, the Gemara, the Medrash, does not mention any aloche on the basis of the alleged chosar of Pilakshi. So that means that the Chazal in the Medrash had a different masera than we. So it's like Ashkenazim and Tzvavi. So we are bound by our masera. We are bound by our masera, even though the masera of the Chazal in the Medrash Rabbe was different. Masei came regarding something that where the Masera of the Gemara serves as a basis of a certain aloche, let's say, like counties. So Bishamai, because of the counties, Molei, the book between the moon and the soul in the parasha of Kipsas Yochit. So because of that, so Bishamai say that Chatos Ishtim Atoneis and Bisila Lachelik, so it's because they say, so because they say that Yeshim Maseches, but Bisil Elim, Kamis, are like an alba. In other words, because they say that Yeshim Maseres, and Bishamai say Yeshim Mikro. But, so we see that the Kamis, that is Kisva de Yochit, as the Mole, is used as a basis for a certain aloche. So there that the Rav Amiri mentions in the name of the Gemara that the Masera of the Gemara prevails. That's what the Rav Amiri says. Now, I looked up in the Shailos of Chubis HaRashbo, HaMichoseis LeRamban, so Chubereish LaMoreis, Shailo, in Nipso Tzivatera Bechseres Vimiseres, Sheyie Keneged HaMasera, שעניין מהיר, אין סיפרי המסר מיורי מסיפרי התאומות, שאום הפלאק שמסי, יחוסר, וכן קרמיס קסי, ובסבור עם שלון הוא פלאק של ביוד, וקרמיס יבוא, הפך מזה שאום הוא חכומי, ואין הוא נוכל שישי מסיפרי התאומות, וליסק עם הספור עם משנה יסוד. שככה אני מקובל ממך, ואיך נוחש לספרי המסירו, חדוש שמקורא בו. So, then he says, תשובה מדייתי, שכינו אמס, שניסיתם לגיר בכל מוקים ומוקים מספורי, על פי המסירס, ועל פי מקרש יעבודו, ולפי שלח לי קובלכים מסבר, רוצס על פי חכמי ימפקים, וחסירס מסירס, וחידומרי שאפילו במיקרו מסירס כמחלוקת בינו שלו בין אפטורי ובמערובוי ובמחוי. So he says ומכל מוקר. So he says that we have to rely on our own masir. Then at the end the Rashbo says ומכל מוקר בכל מה שבו ביקרנו דרכיקה דין כי קרניס וכבסוקיס ותיתופיס ובין אלוהי ביוד דעשין אין איילו. So ביסקנין המיוד על פיורו. So in other words, that where there is a disagreement between the Gemara and our Masera and the Masera of the Gemara, if the Masera of the Gemara serves as a basis for a certain halacha like Kalis, so then the Masera of the Gemara prevails. So that raises a very puzzling problem, because then since the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the basis of the Kalis that is mentioned in the parasha, in the parasha of Kipso, the Yochid. So it's a mole, so that means that it has to be witness of a Torah with the mole. But the Cholam Chumoshi, Gamu Masiris, Kalis Chosaksi. So that raises a very puzzling problem. So Kalis here is a chosa. There is no one. It's a very strange thing. Alright. I don't know an answer to this chosa. Alright. Mipun Shein Be'ali Nidis. Shein Be'ali Nidis. So the Mishnah says, No iskusi nidis ma risoso, ויעקוסי מטעמים משפתחתי כאלה, מפני שהם ביה למידס, ויש לי סלחודם נדף. משביה למידס, או תוכלו את בוי למידס דיו, כן ניסי את אור דקוסים הביה למידס. אומר רבי יצחק, אם גד לא יהיה בנסוי שם. In other words, it doesn't mean that the קוסים הפרוצים בבירס, במייזית. They are certainly not evil. The Isanide be amazing, but because of their repugnant hashkofes and beliefs, so and because of their ignorance, so we may be shaking. They might be bailarinides. So Bisuation. Vayishnei Salkodamidam. How are the bailarinides? Because of ignorance. So they consider Damyorek is Damtome. So the male and Altagin Damjore is Damtoe. So the Asian Omar Tani Omaramea, in the Asians, Alkodam Midam Satakone Delei. So how are they building this in the country? So they are Mahmia and they count 7 days even when they saw Damjore. So that doesn't. Then should not meet them to be on the days. Hello, Shereiz Damode, Umashlime Seisei, Lidam Yot. In other words, suppose a woman Suppose a woman will start seeing down, let's say on Tuesday, and Tuesday she'll see red down, but on Sunday she'll see yellow. So then, so when does she have to start counting the 7 days of Nidus? On Tuesday. Sunday, Monday, she saw yellow down. A yellow fluid she saw. There was a yellow discharge. A yellow flow. So that's not down. Down means when it's only. So Mele, so Alpidin, she's Mechuyeves to start counting on Tuesday. On Tuesday. So that means Tuesday will be the first day, and then Monday night she can go through it. She can go through it. But the kusi, if let's say she had a yellow discharge on Sunday and on Monday, and on Tuesday it was a red discharge, so they'll start counting from Sunday. So then Sunday will be the first day, and between Shabbos they'll go through it. And they'll be with their husbands. So Al Kadim, they will be bearing either the husbands. So that's why they present the problem. So, in Yeshu is a Kodam Vidal. So, Tanya Rabbeer, in Yeshu Kodam Vidal, the Kodam Vidal, El Shere is the Modem Mashim, they say, Vidam Yor. Now, let's see the Rashi. Otto Kula Billy, this is the new, for you can read, even Yeshu is a Kodam Vidal, she raised the Tobin Toya, Yishem Zor Zayim, and Dos of Shetas, she is from Yona, Mishem Stan and Maradam, with him and Yomi, Takon Dewey, our days escape, in the main is Elamiri or Shemino, Kishono, Vizelu Kilkuo, Sheria Damodem, Mashimos in Dabyoi, Kinwa Suyoi Trio. So let's say on Sunday she saw a yellow dog. Your three or four, he, she, mayo, who made him a memuzan yomi, Ushere, Bahamishi, Shalom, Damode, in the Shanaris or Shneyomi, Rashom Zayo, or Yoso, and Shayno, Vitriho, Lewis, and Yoshneo. Right. That's one kill that makes them problematic. The another kill that makes them problematic is the Barachia, Yem Shepi Sekes Bay. Now let's see the Rashi. Now there is aloche of nido and there is aloche of zom. Nido means if she saw dam in the yemeis, but if she sees dam in the yemeisivo, so then she becomes either zom dam or zom dam. So a woman, when she starts having a period to menstruate, so the first 7 days, if she sees dam, so it's Ramidus. But if she sees dam on the heat day, let's say her cycle started, her menstrual cycle started, let's say, on a Sunday. So any dam that she sees, let's say on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the first 7 days, that's Damidus. But suppose she continues to flow, to have a flow on the following Sunday, which is already the eighth day, that's below Yeis Nidosa. That's below Yeis Nidosa. Because to see down for 7 days after she has the initial flow, that's not. But to see down after 7 days, so that's the lawyer is Nidosa, that's not normal. So that's the lawyer is Nidosa. So the Yudalef Yeim should be Nidah L'Nidah begin. In other words, if let's say the initial flow was on the first of the month, on the first, let's say, of Nisan, so Dam that she sees the first 7 days in Nisan, that's in Nidus. But if she sees down on the 8th, on the 9th, on the 10th, on the 11th, the 11 days following the 7 days, so that's not wrong. So Mele, it's considered an exilum. So Yidale Pien, Shebe Nido, Le Nido, so that's Yimei Zimum. So, So so that means if she's so dumb, and the first of Nisan, so and then she sees dumb on the eighth of Nisan, so then she's a Zobektam. If she sees dumb, she has to be Shemera Sinkin again. So she has to count one clean day. So if she saw down on the 8th of Nisan, so the 9th of Nisan she has to count as a clean day. And if she didn't see any down on the 9th of Nisan, so the night of the 10th after the 9th, she came into Teveles and she is with Teles. She is with Teles Levi. She is with Teles Levi. And then, suppose she sees down on the ninth. In other words, if she saw down on the ninth, so then she has to count the tenth day, the tenth of this, as if she never seen it again. And the night of the 11th, she's with Teresa Bible. Suppose she saw down on the 8th and on the 9th. In other words, if she saw down on the 8th, so then she is over time. She has to count one clean day. The 9th day, if she saw down on the 8th. And then suppose she saw down on the 8th and the 9th, she again has to count only one clean day. So if she saw down on the 8th and the 9th of Nisan, so then on the 10th, she has to count as a clean day. But suppose she saw down on the 8th of Nisan, and the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan, so then she becomes a Zavideo, and then she has to count 7 clean days. 7 clean days. So that's the aloha of Yudale Fiem Shebeido Inido. So that's the amazing thing. And if a woman sits down on the in the Yudale Fiem Shebeido Inido, so then if she sees on one day of the Yudale Fiem, so she becomes a Zavidani. Suppose she sees on two successive days in the Yudale Fiem Shebeido Inido, she still is Zavidani. And she has to count only one clean day. But suppose she sees down on 3 days in succession, on the 8th of Nisan, and on the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan, then she has to count Zayin Ki, 7 clean days. So, Yekshe the second day, Kishe Reyin Ki Muvitzukim Vaha Zayin Yanido, Vihave Zobe, Upi second day, Zayin, Siferes Isi, Tzas Ayin, Shadeh Efe Minyan Shiva Nikim, Vanan Zayin Nikim, Shlemi Binyan Lizote. In other words, if a woman, let's say, she had initially on the first of Nisan, so, and then she had to be again on the 8th, and she had to be on the 9th, and on the 10th, so she becomes a Zayin daily. So she has to start counting Zayin Nikim. So in other words, day, the 9th, the 10th, so she had to be as, so she has to start counting 7 clean days. So that means she has to count the 11th up to the 17th. From the 11th up to the 17th is clean days. As clean days. So then she is able to be developed after the 17th of this and the 18th of this. But the Kusi, if a woman saw down on the 8th of Nisan, the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan, and she saw down on the 10th of Nisan early in the morning, and then the rest of the day she didn't see, so she counted the balance of the 10th of Nisan also as the first day of the Zayin Ki. And then after the 16th of Nisan, they would go through it. But that's against the deen, because the 10th of Nisan could not be considered as the first day of the Zayin Ki, because there was already a year in the 10th of Nisan. So in other words, they could see counted the balance of the day, of the third day on which she had a third year as the initial day of the Zayin Kiyum. That's against the Din. So that's why they're Mikul. So, Vanan Zayin Kiyum Shrei Kiyum. So, Maskif Yom Vachome, Vitiskerenu, Vitiskerenu, Vanan Miskere, Mikalilon, Mikzah Zayin Kikulei. After all, there is Aloche of Mikzah Zayin Kikulei. Of Mikzah Zayin Kikulei. So, that midrash. Now let's say, suppose a woman became Zavideya. A woman became Zavideya. She saw down the amazing day on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So she has to start counting Zayin Ki. Zayin Ki. So, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So Wednesday. So she makes the Hepsikare on Tuesday before Shkia. And then Wednesday is the first day of the Zayin Ki. So Wednesday is the first day, and Thursday is the second day, and then the following Tuesday is the seventh day. So Midraise, she can be Tivelis. She can be Tivelis the following Tuesday in the morning, but of course she's a solid Bible, because maybe she will see down later in the day and the following Tuesday in the afternoon, so that will be Saint Sadol Minyan. But she can go through it the following Tuesday morning, and she's Muteras Levairo Tuesday night. Tuesday night. Why can she go through it the following Tuesday morning, but she has to count Zayin Kiyum, seven clean days? The answer is because we say Mikzah Zayin Kikulei. So if she counted Wednesday, the first day, Thursday, the second day, Friday, the third, Shabbos, the fourth, Sunday, the fifth, Monday, the sixth, Tuesday morning, Mikzah Zayin Kikulei is already the seventh, she can go through it. But she's not allowed Midraise to be with the husband, because of the possibility maybe Tuesday afternoon she'll see, so then she'll be Seisa. But, so retroactively, the whole Minyan will be Nista. But suppose she doesn't see any down Tuesday in the afternoon, so, and she went through it Tuesday morning, so Tuesday night she will tell us the Bible. But she has to go through it after she counted seven clean days. Then so is we say Mitzrayim Kikulei. So according to the Aloha, we also say Mitzrayim Kikulei. So what's wrong with the Bnei's Kusi counting the last day, the third day, the balance of the third day, if they didn't see the balance of the day as the first of the Zayin Kiyum? We also say Mikzah Zayin Kikulei. So that was Romans Bachomis Kashi. Master Chomim Yitzperenu, but Anam Yitzperenu. Let us follow the example of the Kusi. Because Mikzah Zayin Kikulei, the kind of Mikzah Zayin Kikulei, look at the Rashi. In K. Alright, so there is no Rashi. Omagome, in K. Shirdazer, Adisos Abizive. So Rome says, so Rome Bachome, as the Kashi, what's wrong with the point of view of the Kusi? It should be good, Al Pialoche, because, and let us also do the same thing, because of Mixayim Kikule, so Maski Floy. So, of Rome, no, we cannot say Mixayim Kikule like the Kusi. Why? Because if we are going to say Mikzah Zayin Kikulei like the Kutsin, and the balance of the third day on which he had lived should be considered as the first day of the Zayin Kikulei, so then Shichvazer Rabi Sosa Bizive Heiche Mishkar Haslo Vo Mikzah Zayin Kikulei. So in other words, now there is a loche that belayed the Shichva Zera. So it applies to a Zove also, but the main thing, the Din is mentioned in connection with the Zav, but it applies to a Zove also, to a Gabi Glei Shichva Zera. But the main aloha is that Izab, now if Izab has, if a person has a discharge of Zivim once, just one day, on Sunday, so then So then he's only talking to myself. He's only talking to myself. So that day he remains stomach and at night he can be taken. Suppose he has 2 years, 2 years in the same day, or 2 years on 2 separate days. So then the Zav has to count 7 clean days. 7 clean days. Suppose the Zav has 3 years, then he has to count 7 clean days and he has to bring it home also. So the halacha is that if, let's say, suppose one became a Zav because he had 2 years or 3 years, so he had to count Zayinki, and then he had the year, let's say, 2 years on Sunday. So he has to start counting from Monday till the following Sunday. 7 clean days he has to start counting. Suppose he saw Ishafazera, he saw Kerry, let's say, on Tuesday. So the halacha is that a Rias Kerry is Seiser only Monday. It's not Seiser the whole weekend. If you'll see Rias Zivo, not Rias Kerry, but Rias Zivo, let's say, he saw 2 years or 3 years, and he has to start counting 7 clean days, starting with Monday. So from Monday till Sunday, 7 clean days. Suppose on Wednesday or on Thursday he has another discharge of Zivo, so then it interrupts the whole minyan. If on Thursday he has a discharge of Zivo, so it interrupts the whole minyan and he has to start counting anew 7 clean days, starting with Friday. Suppose he starts counting on Friday 7 clean days, and then the following Sunday he has again a discharge of Zivo, so again he has to start counting 7 clean days. So if he has a Rio of Zive, so he saves the whole week. But suppose he started to count on Monday 7 clean days, and then on Wednesday he had a Rio of Kerem, Shefazera. So that's not saves the whole week. 1 second. It is only Seiser one day. Let's say, if he didn't see Elias Kerry, so then, and he started to count Zion King on Monday, so Monday is the first day of Zion King, and the following Sunday would be the last day of the Zion King. But, so, he would be able to go Tfileh, he would be able to go Tfileh on Monday night. But if on Wednesday he had a Rias Kerry, so that's Seiser one day. So the Wednesday day is excluded from the Cheshbon of the 7 clean days. So Mele, that will postpone his Tfileh to Tuesday night. So that's the halacha. The same halacha applies to Pelet Shechvazer. Now, Izovik Deila has to count Zayinki, Izovik Deila. If he saw that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in the Yemei Zivah, so then Wednesday she has to start counting the Zayin Kiyin, and she will finish the count the following Tuesday, and the following Tuesday night she will be able to go to him. Now suppose she started to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and she started to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She saw down Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. She saw down, and let's say Sunday she saw down. Let's say at 5:30 p.m. before she saw down. That was the first thing in the evening, and then on Monday she again saw down. And on Tuesday she again saw down. And then suppose the first year was, so she has to start counting Zayin Ki. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she saw down. So the first day of the Zayin Ki is Wednesday. So Wednesday will be the first day, and then the following Tuesday will be the last day of the Zayniki. Suppose on Wednesday that is, so she will be able to go tefillah the following Tuesday night, if Wednesday is the first day of the Zayniki. But suppose on Wednesday she was nishameshes mitosol, she had cohabitation with her husband, let's say, on Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And the first riyah on Sunday was 5:30, but she had cohabitation with her husband at 5. And then she, so it was beheta, the cohabitation with the husband at 5, because that was before the riyah. The riyah was at 5:30. And she had another riyah on Monday, she had another riyah on Tuesday, and she started to count Wednesday, the Zayniki. And suppose she will be Piletes Ishich Vazera. She will be Piletes Ishich Vazera. Let's say Wednesday, now she will be Shameshes Mitoso at 5 o'clock. So suppose she will be Piletes Ishich Vazera Wednesday at 5:15 p.m. Piletes Ishich Vazera, no, not 5:15. She'll be Piletes Ishich Vazera at 4 p.m. Wednesday. At 4 p.m. Wednesday. Now, the halach is, there is a machlekes tanoim Shabbos in Pirek Habakive, how many days? So, does it have a chalit shem Ishich Vazera? Because the halach is, Piletes Ishich Vazera, so, is considered if a woman is Piletes Ishich Vazera of the husband. So it has the same deen like Elias Keri by the husband. So if a woman is Piletes Ishich Vazera, so suppose she was Mishameshes Mitoso. She was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say, at 5 p.m. Sunday. And then at 5:30 she saw the initial reading. And then on Monday she had another day, and on Tuesday she had another day. So on Wednesday she starts counting the first day of the Zayniki. Suppose at four p.m. Wednesday she'll be Piletes Ishich Vazera. So we pass, most the Shemim pass, like the Mandoma, like the Tane, that if a woman is Piletes Ishich Vazera within 72 hours, within 3 weeks less. So then it has a din of Ishich Vazera, and the Mele, she becomes Tomei. She becomes Tomei. Now, since she becomes Tomei, and because Piletes Ishich Vazera had the same din as the Asker. Now, the Aloha by Zal, who comes with the needs of the Zayniki, he has the Asker. So that is a sale one day of the Zayniki. Not the old Zayniki, but it's a sale one day of the Zayniki. So the Mele, the same thing is true of his Zobik Dele, who started to count the Zayniki, if she was a Piletes Ishich Vazera, within 3 weeks less of the Tashmi Shavito, so it still has a Chaleishem Ishich Vazera. The reason is why 3 weeks less, because fertilization can take place within 3 minutes less, within 72 hours of the issue. So the Mele, if the Tashmi Shamito was, let's say, at 5 p.m. Sunday, 5 p.m. Sunday, and then on Wednesday, at 4 p.m. she would be Piletes Ishich Vazera, so that means it has a Chaleishem Ishich Vazera, because since it's within 72 hours, so the Ishich Vazera can still be fertilized. So it can still fertilize, I mean the egg cell, that's what it means. So really it has a Chaleishem Ishich Vazera, yes? Well, we're not discussing that sugya, but I think that it's not a machlekes in mitzias. But the machlekes is how far we have to be chishish. Because sometimes, So, of course, if it is, one Tanya says that only the first 36 hours. Why? Because then it's much more likely to fertilize the egg. But one Tanya says that the first 3 weeks less. Why? Because there is still a possibility that the egg cell can be fertilized. So the machlekes is how far we have to be chishish. But it's a machlekes in Yidin, not a machlekes in Mitzias. The Mitzias is what it is. Anyway, so most Mishaini, that's not the Pesach HaRambam, most Mishaini, that's the Pesach HaShulchan Aruch, passing that it has a chalit shem shechva zera, if she is pilates it within 72 hours of the Tashmish HaMikra. Within 72 hours, 3 weeks less. So Mimele, if the Tashmish HaMikra was on Sunday at 5 p.m., and then she had 3 days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then she will be pilates shechva zera on Wednesday at 4 p.m., now Wednesday is already the first day of the Zayin Nikin, because she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday she made the Hefsek Taresh and she stopped seeing that. So Wednesday is the first clean day. But on Wednesday at 4 p.m. she'll be Pilate Shefa Zera. She'll have a discharge of the Shefa Zera, of the husband. So anyways, since 4 p.m. Wednesday is only 71 hours after the Tashmish HaMikra, after the issue, so maybe it has a Chalitz Din of Shechva Zera, so it's a Tumas Keri, the woman becomes affected with the Tumas Keri, so just as Rias Keri Mizab is Zeser one day of the Zayin Kiyin, so the Pilate Shechva Zera in Mizobe is Zeser one day of Zayin Kiyin. So because of that, so the subject will be sincere the Wednesday day, so Mele, she will only be able to go with Philip. She'll only be able to go with Philip not Tuesday night, but Wednesday night. Because the Wednesday day is Nista, on account of the Plita Shechvazer. On account of the Plitas Shechvazer. Alright, anyway, So the Gemara, so Omar Rome in Kay. So that was his answer to Rome Bachome. Rome Bachome argued what's wrong with the reasoning of the Kusim. It seems to be sound opening. In other words, if a woman saw down being seen on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and she starts seeing the down on Tuesday morning, so the Tuesday day should be counted as the first day of the Zayin Kiyin, because of Mitzvah Seyin Kikule. So ask if Omar Obe in Kei, if you apply the concept of Mitzvah Seyin Kikule, Shich Yazera Nisosa Bizimeich Mishkach Aslo. Now we have Aloche, the Tibizad who became, who started to count